This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. A couple of years ago, two people in Urbana were hit by darts fired from a blow dart gun. They weren't seriously injured. That's not what this story is about. The attacks were so random and frankly so weird that most people found them humorous, and one of those happened to be a middle school teacher who posted a comment on Facebook.
I made a joke in my status that wouldn't it be nice if they knew my unmedicated students what they needed and could just take care of it. It was an obvious joke because I don't know any blow dart snipers, and I got pulled in for that.
By pulled in, she means that she was summoned to the administrative office. School officials confiscated her computer and searched it to make sure she hadn't posted the comment during school hours or using school equipment, which she hadn't.
I mean, I thought I was violated, basically. I feel violated. I don't feel like we have freedom anymore.
And that's why she doesn't want her name used here. Aside from that, she wasn't punished.
There was nothing. It was a slap on the wrist, like, hey, don't make jokes. I'm like, okay.
But it did change the way she used social media.
That's when I took down my job and I deleted most of my coworkers.
She also deleted any personal friends who happened to be related to any student at her school because she realized that school administrators had not been monitoring her account. Someone she was friends with had seen her post and complained. Her experience illustrates the uneasy relationship many teachers have with social media, and that is what this story is about. You might think it would be easy. Just follow school policy. But I talked to more than a half dozen teachers in different districts, and they all said their schools had no written guidelines.
I know we are not allowed to use it from our network at school, but I don't believe there's anything in writing.
That's Craig Pond, who teaches sixth grade science at Urbana Middle School. Age 30, he has been on Facebook since it was invented, but being a teacher means he has to think twice before posting anything online. For example, he recently used Facebook as an accountability tool while he completed a rigorous 3-month exercise program. When other people in the same program posted their before and after snapshots, many stripped down to their underwear to show off their improved physique. But Pond, who lost almost 50 pounds, posted only modest photos, even though he has locked his Facebook page and buried the key.
Just the other day, a neighborhood kid that I've been playing golf with said, I tried to get you on Facebook, but I couldn't even friend request you.
Ted Morrissey, who teaches English at Williamsville High School, has been on Twitter since 2007 and Facebook for several years. From the beginning, his personal policy has been to accept all friend requests from students and their parents because his social media persona mirrors his teaching persona.
I'm just who I am, and teaching and reading and writing and discussing those things are all, you know, a big part of my personality. So those have been my main focus on Twitter and Facebook and so on. Not that I don't post the occasional picture of my dogs or something.
Morrissey was the only teacher I talked to who took the friend everybody approach. A more typical reaction was the one I got from Miranda Sellers, a social worker at Springfield Southeast High School. She connects with students only after they've graduated. But Facebook came in handy for Sellers in the case of a student facing long-term hospitalization.
So I wanted to be able to keep in contact with the parent, and at the time, Facebook was just the easiest method. With Facebook, you can use it just like texting, you know, so without giving a personal number, which I'd prefer not to do.
Christopher Bronke, chair of the English department at Downers Grove North High School, has a completely different attitude towards social media. He realized that his students weren't fully engaged with their reading homework, but they all seemed fired up by class discussions. So Bronke had his kids set up Twitter accounts and tweet using the class hashtag while they read their homework.
They're able to kind of talk about the book as they're going, ask each other questions, clarify things for one another, and just, like I said, kind of have a conversation about it.
Bronke's innovation, which costs nothing, by the way, has been featured in The Atlantic. But most educators are still struggling with that uneasy relationship with social media.
It's a battle I fight. I'm department chair. I have 21 teachers that I oversee, and none of them are doing this.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.